The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Trust your gut. You have to trust your guts. Every now and again, you get a message that you shouldn't do that or you should do that. Or don't get involved with this, or get involved with that. And we speak against it. And sometimes we decide not to trust our guts. It is your spiritual guides communicating with you. It is the method in which you're being instructed, because you're not quite familiar with the other methods that are available. Your gut feelings are the instinctual information for you. Trust your guts. I challenge one out there to tell me that they've gone along with what their guts were telling them and they were led in a destructive or wrong path, or it was a mistake. You have to trust that information that you get, the gut feeling. Many times you get that feeling that somebody's going to call you and the phone will ring, or you're going to see somebody and they show up, or you haven't seen them for a long time and then they call you, or heard about them for a while and you get a message of some sort or something or some movie. Your gut feelings is trying to instruct you. You must trust it. When you did trust it at one point and thought this was the thing for you, and it turned out that it wasn't the thing for you, the place, the house, the job, the relationship, you also have to appreciate the fact that not all things were designed to last forever. They serve a purpose and a time. The purpose is to deliver a message or teach you something or prevent you from doing other things. The time is for as long as it takes for you to get that message. Not all things were designed to last forever. And you must be mindful that when the time is up, that time is up. And there's nothing you could do to prevent it, because you're now scheduled to go to your next level. If you were to stay there forever, I would imagine all of us would still be in high school. But because we've graduated from that, we've moved on. Whatever the experience was, we've gotten the information we needed, and we have moved on. Try to imagine being there for the rest of your life. it wouldn't serve you very well. Not all things were designed to last forever, including the existence in your body. It has a shelf life, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about trust your guts. It is telling you and giving you information and guidance that is very important to you. If you're journeying somewhere and you find that you're going in the wrong direction, and you are fully aware that you're going in the wrong direction, not only doesn't it feel right, your gut's telling you this, and it's not familiar, it's awkward. If you're driving and you're going in the wrong direction, you will turn around. You must turn around. And if you continue, where are you going? What are you trying to get? What's your destination? You're fully aware of going in the wrong direction, and you continue to do it. Where are you going? And what do you hope to do when you get there? Unbeknown to you, if you choose not to make that conscious decision to do a U-turn, to turn around and go in the path direction that was intended for you, nature will intervene. Yes, at that moment, you may get a flat tire or mechanical failure or a roadblock. God forbid an accident of some sort. But nature will intervene to turn you around and put you on the path that is for you, to lead you to that direction as to where you're supposed to be going. If you do encounter that moment and you do make a conscious decision to do a turnaround, you're not going to be happy at that moment simply because you've wasted time. You've probably incurred a cost. You're probably very tired, frustrated, fatigued, whatever the mood or the reason or the cause, something will happen at that moment. So you're coming from a place where you're not feeling all that great because you had to have made the turnaround. At that moment, you could be a bit confused and not sure, maybe feeling something awkward. And all the emotions will get involved, like the anger and the frustration. But it's temporal. You're now in the direction of your intent, original intent, before you were led down the wrong path. You're now on your path that you're designed to be on. Please get the lesson that was being taught in the midst of the turnaround. At that moment, you're exposed to all that there is because of the frustration. And this turnaround could be a divorce, a loss of a job, a loved one, an accident, your home, your lifestyle, your friends. It could be anything. And you are going to have a mood fitting to that experience. In that moment, you are now more exposed to all that there is, because they're doing a really good job of keeping you protected, keeping you safe, preventing you from looking for something artificial that will stimulate you like a substance, if that's the turnaround. At that point, you are more exposed to your spiritual guides, whose job is to guide and protect you. Trust your guts. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're having a great time. We're broadcasting to you from Ontario, Canada. And thank you from all around the world for listening to the Barrington Radio Show. Thanks to all my old-time listeners, as long as long-time listeners, as well as the new listeners. I appreciate everybody being there. Welcome to your spiritual awakening. Welcome to realizing that you are more than you've intended, more than you're aware of. Welcome to realizing that you are limitless, and the change around, the turnaround moment in your life is a decision that you will make. We are waking you up to a higher level of consciousness. I want you to stay focused. Please listen to what's being taught to you. If you are here, you are seeking. If you are seeking, it's a natural order of operation as human beings to be seekers. That's how we discovered the other parts of the land around the world. But we are innately seekers. We are seeking our spirituality. We are seeking our way. We're searching. We're looking for. Welcome to the Barrington Show, and welcome to raising you up to a higher level of consciousness. I want you to wake up. Wake up and realize all the things that you acquire in life is within you. You were born, sent here in this, on this planet, fully equipped. Everything that you need to know, and believe it or not, you could be the top of the level, the academic education level, or you could be in the bottom. They're equally the same. One pays you more money, the other one makes you happier. What are you willing to live for? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Seek happiness. And it's been proven. The ones that who are the super higher level educators, they're not as happy as the one who aren't. Happiness is what we seek. Happiness is the most important thing of our existence. When you showed up here, you had all the tools that you need in your toolbox, the instructions for living, and everything also showed up with you. I remember my son was born, and I asked the doctor, where's the information that, you know, comes with him? And he laughed, but I realize the information is with him. It is within him, and he will have to tap into it to read the instructions to follow the easiest way through life, the path of least resistance. The way it was intended to be, the way we lived long before somebody figured out that we could be herded into a pen and controlled and be told how to live and told how and who to be friends with. To be told that we should follow this path, and if you don't, you'll be destroyed or you'll burn in hell. And follow this path and you'll be rewarded. Well, there are no great rewards at the end of this journey. I'm sorry to say that. I hope you weren't expecting a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow. No such thing. The spiritual guidance is not paying you so you could receive a great gift at the end of your journey. The purpose of it is to keep you on your path so you don't slip off and end in the ditch or probably get run over by a truck or eaten by an alligator, then whatever. It is a guide to keep you on your path, and it is the path of least resistance. Spirituality will make you seek, and that's what we're supposed to do. If you're being told and being guided by somebody's information, and they falsely told you that it was written for your purpose, they're full of something. Your information came with you. Everybody's information came with them as a package. It's within you, and the source exists. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for being a part of it. Welcome, everybody, everyone who's listening, new listeners, old listeners, listeners from all around the world. Thank you for joining us. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. I took a different approach today on our starting. I wanted to emphasize the importance of you waking up and realizing who you are and knowing who you are, and knowing that spirituality surrounds you, much like swimming in the ocean. The water surrounds you, and you're never alone when you're out there, when you're anywhere. You're never alone. You are surrounded by the spiritual guides. You're surrounded by all that there is. You're surrounded by a spiritual existence. The reason you're unfamiliar and you're unable to tap into it is simply because you were told other things. Wake up. Find your own source. find your own bag of information, your own set of instructions. Wake up is what we aim to do. We're talking today, again, about how all of life, and we want to talk about spirituality and what is spirituality. And that was one of the first videos I did, was explaining spirituality. And it was really refreshing when I went back at it a couple of years later and look at it, and it's realizing that, same thing. The information didn't change. Awesome. Spirituality is not a religion. It is not a religion. You could be as religious as you want to be, holier than thou, and you follow it to the best of your ability. Spirituality is an entity on its own. It's a life that you live. It's the guide that you are. Yes, you can be out there and in the ocean eating a sandwich while you try to swim. It will work. It could work. It probably have worked, but the best method is to separate the two, I think, and then you do it that way. Because if you believe and you follow the guidance, which I encourage everybody to spend time connected to the earth as best as you can, follow and go into nature as often as you can. Be among all that there is as often as you can. Follow what is the right way, the right path for you, for everyone. But make sure that you follow, because you've read the instructions within you that came with you. It is with you. I speak of spirituality. I want you to go out there and find your own set of instructions, and don't let anybody tell you what they're connected to a higher source than you, and they're going to pass information on to you. And I say they're full of stuff. Your information is within you. You don't know your purpose until you've read the instructions of the information that came with you. Spirituality is not a religion. It is a search for the meaning of life, and for answers, and for understanding of life, and for wisdom. You are seeking, and it is within us to be seekers. You could be religious if you want to be, but make sure you're tapping into your spirituality. It is not a religion. It is the truth of life to get you to where you will know who you are, where you're from, what your purpose is. You need to know spirituality for you to know thyself, to know the true meaning of your life. Because your purpose is and is going to be different than everyone else's. Unless you've come as a team, and that also happens, where you have one common denominator among you, and everybody a part of this team is here for the purpose of doing that one thing. So it is possible to meet somebody who shares the very same purpose as you do, as yours. But you have to assume, just because you get together in a large room and discuss the methods in which you should be living your life, it is impossible to assume that everybody in that room has the same purpose. To be misguided. That doesn't sound right. Why would you come here to be misguided? Trust your gut. Let's go back to that. Whatever is within you, trust what information is coming to you and follow it. Trust your gut. Have we got anything, emails there?
We do. We have three emails. Thank you for writing in, folks. Katie wrote in and she says, when we make decisions from our gut, do you literally mean your stomach? And if not, what do you mean by that? That's from Katie. Thank you, Katie. Sean writes in and he says, if there is no heaven and no hell, like we were taught all our lives, what happens when we die? Is that it? That's from Sean. And lastly here, Mark writes in, our instructions. Where do we get those instructions from, and how do we tap into them? Do we read about them in a dream? Do we pray about them? Do we talk to someone? Who gives us those instructions? And that's from Mark. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show here on Reality Radio 101. You can write in right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Sean, I'm gonna answer yours first because it's interesting. All these questions are always so deep. Deep, and yes, this is a very deep Sunday question. No heaven, no hell. When we die, where do we go? Is that it? Okay, so the heaven that exists, and there is, if it's in your mind, and you could find this wonderful place to live, and everything good is there for you, everything great, you're having a fantastic life, you're happy, everything is the way it's supposed to be or the way you want it to be, and you're just skipping around and life is fantastic, you are in heaven. If the opposite happens, and no matter what you do, you're just getting bad luck after bad luck, and you're feeling that heat and the pinch and the stress of society and everything that exists, and you're not having a good time, you feel like you just want to check out, you are in hell. So you can say the two does exist, like the wolves that's in your stomach. You feed one, and it sounds to me as if heaven is a place to be. But you're going to get there because it's in the physical place here with us. And the difference of the connection to it is a state of mind. That is our connection to our heaven as well as our hell. Or you could say the positive lifestyle versus the negative lifestyle, or the good wolf versus the bad wolf. Heaven is here, so it does exist if you choose to live there. All the religious people are telling you that they will pass on and go to another place which is better than this one, which I don't understand why we wouldn't just go there in the first place and not have to come here to pick or choose. Or just see which direction to take. I hope you won't give your daughter or your son a loaded gun and see what he does with it, you know, just for the heck of it. See what happens. Maybe you'll get lucky. So the idea of coming here to choose is not the way. You've come here to fulfill a purpose, and part of it is to know who you are. When you leave here, you go back to the existence of all things, and there is no dying. You're laying the body down. It belongs to the earth. It was constructed from the universe, from the earth, all the stuff, the land, the sand, the soil belongs here. And if for a temporal moment, it becomes a part of you, we call it a body. It gets to a certain age, you got to lay it down. Like if you plant in a pot plant for a very long time, you'll notice after a few planting, the soil is kind of, it needs to be rejuvenated, need fertilizer, need something. When the body gets old, we need something. So we lay it down and get a new one, and we continue. We never die. We're in a circle. We never leave here to go to heaven or hell. We're all, this is it. We're here. You don't die. You rebirth. Yeah. And you do it again and again. And the soil is the God, which makes you the God. The spirituality and the soul that exist is our guiding force. Trust your gut. So I hope that answers the question that you're asking there, Sean. And okay, so I just said that, trust in your gut. And what Katie wants to understand is, are you making the decision from the physical place, the belly region? No, it's a state of mind. You're being told, like, you know, you could feel it there. It's called the gut feelings. I don't know if it's physically in the belly. But that's the name I was given growing up. But it is in your state of mind. And your mind is not just between the ears. The mind is the entire body. But we get these messages in our mind, in our head somewhere, and we often enough walk away from them or say, "Ah, that's crazy. How would they know this?" And, you know, but you have to trust your gut. You must do that. And your question specifically asks, is it the physical place in the body? And technically it is, but it is of a state of mind, and the message that you're getting is a spiritual message. Sort of like the Wi-Fi, you can't see it, but you can see that it's working, it's there. Something's happening because you're connected to it. The spiritual aspect is pretty much the same thing. The energy that comes into your house through the electrical cord to make the speaker make a noise or the TV to turn on, you don't see it, but you know it's there. It's doing something. That reaction is causing this action. Tap into your spirituality. It is there. And I said earlier, it's like swimming in the ocean. In the ocean, it's all around you, surrounding you. Katie, it's not the physical belly area, but it's a message that you get. And it's never, ever, ever going to be wrong. Please, everybody, be mindful of that. No pun intended. It's never going to be wrong. You may disagree with it simply because maybe the time has to change and you're not willing to accept the changes yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But the gut will not lead you in the wrong path. It is saying, I know what is better for you because you're consciously unaware, you're asleep, or you're not paying attention, or you're confused, or you're distracted, or you're camouflaged, you're covered up in other stuff. So take this road, take this path, take this way out. And that's their method of instructing you. And they call it the gut feeling. It happens. It happens often. I said earlier, if you are going in the wrong direction and you are unaware, that's understandable. Ask the important questions. What is my purpose or who am I? And it will make the turn for you. Make a decision to understand it and it will make a turn for you. If you are mindfully aware that you are going in the wrong direction and you continue to go in that wrong direction, where are you going? Would you be eating the food if you knew for sure there was poison in it? No matter how hungry you are, you would say, no, thank you. If you're going in the wrong direction, if you don't make the decision to turn around, nature will make it for you. And I'm not sure if they're going to be gentle because it's by any means necessary. You're heading towards a cliff. How do you want me to stop you? By any means necessary. Your choice to do that is the easiest way. Trust your gut. Okay. Mark, you want to know how to get your set of instruction, the blueprint that you, which was designed, you were designed from, and the instructions. And what these symbols mean, and this cross and that circle. And I say that because I read blueprints all the time. But if you don't, blueprints always have instructions. So Mark is asking, how does he get his instructions? You have to allow, first of all, you have to tap into spirituality. And you say you read books on it. You wait for somebody to tell you about it. It's a decision to become a spiritual person. It is a decision to allow yourself to hear and follow your gut and follow all the instinctive things that's coming towards you. Yes, reading does help, studying does help, but a lot of us, we're lazy people. We don't necessarily want to do that, especially now we're looking for it on TV or we ask Google. But if it was really, really, really important, you have to make that decision to step towards it as it is reaching out towards you. So the connections, the journey, everything is going to be the same. Or sorry, faster, because you've made the decision. How do you get to that? Well, and I've said this many times, I think one of the most important things that you need to do Before you decide you want to be a spiritual person, live a spiritual life, do all these things, before that decision is made, one of the things I would encourage you to do is to clean your life. Make sure it is clean. Your environment is clean. Your diet is clean. Your habit towards anything is clean. All the things that you do, the cleaning process is what is taking you closer to the destination or the point where you need to be. By the time you're consciously aware of you making that effort to make the best you, the best diet, have the best for you, the best things for you. Once you accomplish that, you've lost the weight, you've quit smoking, you've left the horrible partner, you've cleaned up the mess, you've done all these things, you're spiritual, you're there. You are there. And I say to people from the word jump, first thing is fix the diet. And the reason I emphasize the fixing the diet first is because now you've removed the chemicals or the toxin or whatever it is from that area so the airplane could land, the messages could come in. You have to clean that runway, make it presentable, make it look good. And the message will come in. And it's they're coming in, but there's debris that's not making them flow. And you are not mindful of hearing it or listening to it or following it. But you have to make that effort to do the clean on your part. And once you're there and you understand, now this is the best food for me, now you're living the spiritual life. Connect yourself to the earth. You'll find that you want to be in nature a little bit more often. You'll find that if it's not true, you're not going to say it. If it's not yours, you're definitely not going to take it. And if you're doing it and it's wrong, you will make a conscious decision to rewrite that wrong. All your instructions are with you, Mark. They come with you. They're within you. They were trying to figure out whoever the designer was or the engineer of this part. How can we get the instruction to them without it being destroyed, getting wet, ripped up, torn, stolen? How do we get it there? Okay, well, put it inside of them. Yeah, there you go. Who's going to go in and check? And they don't even know where to look. Therefore, your instructions for you is within you. Yeah, if they sent it in a separate bag, you'll probably lose it and throw it away and go, what is this junk? Who needs this? And toss it away. But it is within you. Should you be separated from those who are guiding you, the instructions are still with you. Should you be separated from your parents, for example, the instructions are still with you. Should you be separated from the religious faith that you're brought up in, guess what? The instructions are still with you. Should you be separated by a means of slavery or captured or whatever, the instructions are still with you. Wherever you go, the instructions will follow you. And if you're locked up in prison right now, the instructions are with you. No matter what you do in your life, what position you're in, health-wise, financially, where you live, neighborhood, you live in the best neighborhood in the ghettos, you have your instructions. So if you're there and you want out, guess what? You have to get into the instructions and it'll tell you how to change everything. Your instructions are with you, no matter where you are, and they never change. Others will influence you, try to convince you, sway you, probably even beat you. And the Crusades definitely weren't coming to give you cake. Your instructions are always with you. How do you get there? Where do you go to find your instructions? Well, they're within you. How do you figure out how to get in there? You have to allow yourself to be a spiritual being. You have to allow yourself to be a good person by all standards. The instructions will reveal. You'll find out where the toolbox is, and the instructions of life is within it. you need to find that instructions. Methods of meditation gets you there. Humility gets you there. A lot of the times, people who are down in their luck and they've gone through a bad phase of their life and they're just feeling real bad, like you're listening to, you know, some of the old country songs we used to listen to, and it sounds like our blues, and it sounds like you're down and you're being dragged around and stuff like that. Sometimes when you're there, you are more connected because the guides, and I said that earlier, the guides that are designed to guide you will come closer, probably bring more around you. You're never alone. Rely on the fact that those that are there, they're part of your team, and their job is to see you live the best you. Learn to love you. Learn to live the greatest side of you. And loving you is an amazing thing. When you learn to love you, everything changes. And you must be mindful that if you encounter a man that doesn't have a shirt and he offers you a shirt, you'll wonder, where's that coming from? If I ask you for $20 and you have none in your persons, you can't give it to me until you've gotten it. You cannot give what you don't have. You may love people, but where are you loving them from? You have to be able to offer to others what you have, like respect, self-worth, self-value, confidence, a shirt. Until you truly love you, what are you offering to others? Promises? Because you know they say promising is only comforting to foolish people. You can't assume that any of God's or man's creator or anything that created us would create a fool. It's just our interpretation of what people do that make us call them foolish. It's our interpretation. But our creator created me the way he created you, and we were created perfect. How do you feel you can offer love if you don't have it? Same concept. Can't offer money if you don't have it. Or can't give it. You can get it. Now you have it. Now you can give it. Or you can't teach until you're a teacher. And when you become a teacher, you could teach. And the weird thing about that is once you've become a teacher, the students show up. Kind of make you wonder who came first, student or teacher, like the chicken and the egg. But the point being, when you're prepared and you're ready and you're there and you have love, you will know how to offer it. You cannot give away what you don't have. The man cannot give you a shirt because he's bareback. I hope you find that entertaining. I hope you get your answer there, sir. The instructions, and I've been saying that for a little while, the instruction mark, they come with you. And how do you tap into it? You get into your religion. You get into your spiritual world, your spiritual existence. You get into settling the mind down. You get into turning off all the exterior forces that may be distracting to you. You're getting into finding peace and tranquility within yourself. You're getting into opening up your life to realize that your instructions to guide you are with you. You can get the instructions by studying, understanding, living the spiritual life. And my take again is to make sure you spend a lot of time finding who you are. If you take that journey, you're going in the wrong direction, take that journey, you become confused because you're going in the direction that you have no idea. You've left your house without a desired direction. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just going. Well, okay. And then you're going to fall off the cliff. So if you had a plan and the plan was to go from home to point B, you will get there without a problem. It's when you're not focused or even have an agenda is where we create chaos for ourselves. And we get it so caught up in ourselves mentally, we lose focus and it becomes too much to bear. And sometimes we opt to quit and leave this planet. if you were studying spirituality and you attach yourself to spirituality, I assure you for certain, a lot of the psychiatrists will go broke. I'm just saying that. So today we talk about a whole bunch of things, and I'm on this about studying and getting to your gut. I was answering Mark's question as well as Sean and Katie's. So I hope this is what you're looking for. And I'm talking today about wanting you to connect to the guides that's designed for you in order for you to find out the instructions as to where, how, what to do. You want to know how to live your best life. You want to know how to get there. If you are going in the wrong direction and you're quite aware of doing that, you need to turn around. We're talking about spirituality. And the common question has always been, what is it? It is the meaning of life, for the search for all the answers, the ability to wanting to get a better understanding. It is the guide that will take you on the journey that you're supposed to be on. I spoke earlier about people being in a down place where you're not feeling all that fantastic. You may have had an accident, or you may have gone separated from a divorce, and you may have gone through bad things. This will happen to you when your life needs to make a turn. And I said that earlier today. I'm not going to repeat that. But I was going to say, you know, the great poems and the songs that we've heard of are inspired writings and people who've just done remarkable things in their life. They'll often tell you that, yeah, I was in a place of down. Now, what could have happened, mood or down mode or whatever, because you're tapped or connected into the spiritual existence. So this could very well be a good place for you to be, to plan the new growth, the next phase, the next step. We often ask the question, why do good things happen to bad people? How do you know that they're bad things? Sorry, why do bad things happen to good people? That's what I meant to say. Wow, it's one of those days. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, things happen. And just because it's happening, and we've had this segment before, we've talked about it before, we've been a part of this. Just because these things are happening, we interpret them as bad. It isn't necessarily saying that they're bad. That thing could be the method in which we have to use to get that person to fall back on their path. If that person isn't, or whoever the leader isn't, able to tap into the own source to find out that he's on the wrong path, I said earlier, nature will intervene. Nature will intervene. We see people and we assume they're living a very unfortunate life because we automatically compare it to ours. A drugged person on the street. Yes, we think it's horrible. Is it? And what's that person's purpose? What were they coming to earth to do? If you can answer that, then it's quite clear that you can also say that they're better or you're better. But I know for certain that it's impossible for you to tell me what that person's trip or rotation or tour of duty or shift on this earth this time. Why are they doing it? If you could tell me that, which I know you can't, then it's okay for us to go ahead and make a judgment call to try to fix their lives. And I just thought I'd say that. Just thought I'd say that. Because we don't know another person's journey. We can't assume it's wrong or bad. We don't know the purpose of their need to be alive. People, bodies come here and they spend a very short time and then they leave. If it's come out of the body, it's gone through the full birthing process and it's alive at this moment, and shortly thereafter, they may choose to leave because they were delivering a message. They had something to say. And that decision or that impact on your life or that leaving or however changes you will remain with you for the rest of your life. So if I am working and I'm doing something and I reach out and my apprentice brings me a tool to get the job done, now I've received the tool, he could move on. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he would have come just for that purpose, to aid me or to distract me or whatever the case may be, to put me in focus. He had a message or a tool to deliver. Delivered it and off he goes. So if that person had come to this planet for a very short visit, that's all that was required of him or her. We have to let him go. We have to let them go because he has come and done his job, applauds, and now he's gone. When things are about to change in your life, it's the calm before the storm. When it's going fantastic, and we've all been there, everything seems amazing. It's good. We're having a good run. Everything's great. And then boom, something hits you like a broadside, like a bus. Well, it was the calm for the before the storm, and that's quite common. That's nature's way. You're rested, you're fit, you're ready to go, and then this happens. Now you're equipped to deal with it, the calm before the storm. You're good to go. Let's go. I got the energy. I've got the money. I've got the time. Let's deal with it. It is called the calm before the storm, and it always happens. Look at the atrocities or bad things that you've labeled as bad that happened to you and look at the moments before it. We often hear the story like, oh, things are fantastic. And then, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was good. And then, you know what? We had a good run. And then it happens. And it happens. And it happens. So when the calm is there, be mindful that the storm is coming shortly thereafter. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do. Brenda wrote in and she says, hello, Barrington. I am a new listener from Los Angeles, California, enjoying the show today. And that's from, I think it's actually Brita. I apologize. Not Brenda. Brita. Thank you, Brita. Walt wants to know, when we pass on, you say we come back. How many times do we come back? And after that particular number, what happens? Are we here forever? That's from Walt. And let's see here. Hannah says, and I have to agree with Hannah on this one. She says, Mr. Barrington, I always love the analogies that you use to make an example and to make a point. Brilliant. And that's from Hannah. And back to you, Barrington.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Walt, how many times do we come here? How many times do we circle around? And once we finish this circling around, do we go elsewhere? Is there another place to go? Oh, you guys are hitting all the deep ones today. Okay, so we're here. There is no other. We're here. How many times are you going to be here? What are you delivering? What are you bringing here? You know, if you were going, taking boxes from your bottom of the stairs and bringing them up to the top of the stairs, the amount of time you climb those stairs would be determined by how many boxes you have. And, you know, you could muscle them up if you want, take two at a time, three at a time, depending on its size. But you have to assume each journey will carry one. And then you come back down, you get another one, you go up again, you go, and you keep doing. So let's assume you showed up with 200 boxes. Well, then you can ask yourself, I guess I'm climbing this journey 200 times, if that's the case. We come here to serve a purpose. We're not sure what the purpose is. Now, if you are distracted and you didn't get to fulfill that task, you bet your bottom dollar you're returning to do that rotation again. If the purpose was to deliver 10 boxes to the top of the stairs, and you can only carry one at a time, and you're alone, you have to assume you're going to do 10 journeys. You're going to do 10 climbs. I don't know what your purpose is, and it's very difficult for anyone to tell you how many times you're going to be doing the journey. A lot of the Indian philosophy believes that after this visit on the earth experience, we can spiritually move on to another place, but it's not you, it's a spiritual existence, which is all that there is, which is the one of everything connected. When you put your toe in the East Coast ocean and you go back and drive again and put the other toe in the East Coast, West Coast ocean, you've connected to both the same one. So my point is, if you're in the West Coast and you put your toe in it, there's no point going to the East Coast to do the same. You've already done it. How many times are you going to be rotating? I don't know. Is this it? Yes, we're here. We're here. There's no physical heaven out there. There's no physical hell anywhere. Well, unless you've created one for yourself. But your journey here and the amount of times that you will journey is decided upon based on what is it that you're bringing? What are you delivering? What's your purpose? And then we can answer that question. Do we leave here? No. All that there is exists here. All that there is exists here. And try to imagine for 1 second you have a nice white blanket out there and you know, dust will kick up because of that and make a stain on that blanket. Well, we come in as live energy and we pick up dirt and make a live body. When we get old and the dirt has become worn out, we lay it down and we move on. But we're always here. We're here. I love hearing all the time I have used to, people saying, well, after you leave here, you're going to be going over there. But nobody wants to leave. If they get sick, they go to the doctor and beg for their lives. But shouldn't we be running to heaven? Because it sounds like the cat's ass, pardon my language. But we're not doing that. You're always here. And once you've had the body, you lay it down, then you pick it up and get a new one, and you move on. You're always here. The water is always here. Have you ever tried to get rid of water? Or even think of how you could possibly get rid of water? Burn it, see what happens, you'll come back. Spit out in the desert, see what happens, you'll find its way home. Drink it and see what happens. It'll find its way home. It's always here. We're a part of all of that, and we are always here. We don't go anywhere. I mean, it'd be nice. Who doesn't need a vacation? We're always here. We just change our forms, change our bodies. Like the trees, they're always here. Every year, like yesterday, I went and raked leaves on my front lawn for hours. And they come back next year. And they come back next year. And I guarantee you, they will keep coming back as long as the tree is there. Where do they go in the winter? Where do they go? They just get a part of the team and do the recycle and continue. Yep. I had to rake it up yesterday. Wasn't having fun. Where does it go? It doesn't go anywhere. We don't go anywhere. But thank you very much for that. I've talked about getting the instructions. I've talked about the analogies. Sorry, I haven't talked about the analogies. And Hannah wanted to know, I do use analogies for people to be able to relate to what we're saying, because if you could feel it, you're there. If you're there in that moment, it'll make sense to you. And if it makes sense to you, you will give it some thoughts. If I was speaking a language that you didn't understand, I would have been turned off a long time ago, but you can hear the words, you can understand the words, and you can relate to the words. The analogies that I use all the time, and weirdly enough, they just pop up at that moment, and I deliver them to you. I don't have a book of analogies that I write down. I do remember quite a few of them because because I remember things, but they always find themselves in that moment where it's most fitting for me to tell you that, and you could relate to it. And then the story becomes true because you now tying it to your life because you could relate to it. Hence the reason we have the analogies. It's not to insult anybody. We just want you to think. Just want you to think about it, and it's not written down in the books. We learn and we get information when we're able to relate to what's being taught. They're not written in the books, but we just give it to you day in, day out, and you could relate to them. That's why I do that. Brita, thank you. And you said you're listening from California. Thank you for loving the show. I hope it's doing for you what it needs to do for you. And I'm appreciating the fact that you're taking your time to come and sit with us and enjoy this show. Thank you for being here. Thanks, everybody, for joining. I didn't have a chance to mention the book today. I'll mention it real quick. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. I'm in the middle now of doing another one. They're working. I've been saying that for a long time, but I've also been very busy. But I am doing it. It is happening. Thank goodness. We talked briefly about what I want you to pick up on and practice. I want you to understand that you are in spirituality, regardless of how rebellious you may be. And this is not, in the topic of our show today, this is not a religion. It's our instinctive guide. It's what we must connect ourselves to. You probably don't want to be told or have people constantly telling you what to do. So let me just suggest you tell yourself what to do and figure out how to get on your own path. If what we're saying is not believable, prove us wrong. I'd love that. Because in the midst of you doing that, you're actually also educating me and others. Tap into your spirituality, folks. The step you want to take first is to clean yourself. Get yourself best prepared for the best life that you're going to live. Live your best self. If you've thrown your heart overboard and you've given up, all that will be confusing for you, because now you're just going through the emotions, or you're going through the motion and you're not doing much about it. You've taken up space. You have a journey. You have a purpose. You have a method. You have the tools. You have the guidance. You have all that you need. You just have to be willing to use it. Tap into your spirituality. Tap into your guides. Practice your meditation. Give yourself a minute, 3 minutes a day, minute and a half in the morning of being consciously aware of your existence of now. Do the same thing at nighttime. Graduate into studying and meditating, learning about you. Clean the body. Do the best diet for yourself. Clean your body. Clean the mind. Clean everything about you. And that is easy to do. Relax. Lay back. Breathe. This heavy phase that you're going through is a lesson that is necessary for you to learn. One day, clouds are going to clear and the sun is going to shine again, and you'll understand that you needed to be in that mode at that time or that phase in your life. And if you're going through it right now, you probably want to throw a brick at me. But before you do that, allow the lesson to be received. And when you do and understand the lesson that's being taught, you'll also realize where you are is very necessary for you. But if somebody is guiding you and say, come on, stand up, shrug your shoulder, let's go, let's do this. There you go. Now you're moving on from that point. Study spirituality, folks. It's going to give you the easiest way through path. You're going down the river in a nice canoe that you're comfortable in. You don't have to do nothing. Just hang on and enjoy the ride. Thank everybody. Thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Show this week. We've talked about what we wanted to talk about. I didn't touch on the webpage. I didn't touch COVID, which I don't usually want to do anymore. But we want you to be happy and have a very, very, very safe week. Think of what I've been saying. Trust your guts. take the good with you. Understand just that every journey, every relationship that begins wasn't designed to go forever. Be mindful that when it ends, your path will be cleared. Enjoy the day. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.